Time now for a StoryCorps love story, more than 70 years in the making. Joel Helfman grew up in the Bronx in the 1940s. He was 13 years old when a girl named Julia moved in across the street.
I was playing stickball.
I was reading a book.
You caught the ball and I came to retrieve it.
You were the skinniest person I'd ever seen.
And I thought to myself, what a hot babe.
Did you really?
And the rest is almost history.
We became fast friends.
And that's all we were.
That's right. There was no hanky-panky. There was no writing my name next to yours. How come you never made a pass at me?
You were really beautiful, but you were above fooling around. I left home for Chicago when I was about 17 and a half.
Right.
I wrote to you and said I was coming back to New York for a week and I would love to see you.
Right.
Were you enthusiastic about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said, well, he's been gone over a year and I haven't even gotten a postcard. And my mother said, he's such a nice boy. You always enjoyed being with him. So I thought, well, I'll listen to my mother.
So I came back and we saw each other every day. And then we were walking home in the park.
Thursday night.
And you stopped and said.
I'll say what I said.
Go ahead.
I said, how much do you like me, a little or a lot? You said, a whole lot. And I said, I like you more than any other male except my papa. And then I looked at you and I said.
What are we going to do about it?
And what did you say?
We could get married.
And I said, let's. We had never even kissed. We had never held hands. So you walked me up the 5 flights of stairs. And then you gave me a kiss on the lips. And that was enough for me. I went into the apartment and I said, Papa, I'm going to get married. He said, no, you're not. You've got a brain. You're going to make something of yourself. And I said, Papa, there's just something about him that makes me feel I can do things. I know we can build a great life together. I just know it, Papa. And my father looked at me and he said, I have never doubted your judgment. If this is what you want, I support you in it. And that was that.
We're happy, right?
Every day, I look at you and I say to myself, how was I smart enough to know that this young man would always keep me happy, always make me feel safe, always challenge me?
And there's no one that comes anywhere near close to you.
Right? Oh, my God, honey. We're both lucky. And I think this is done, because what more can we say?
Mm-hmm.
Unless I leap across this table and just hug and kiss you.
Julia and Joel Helfman for StoryCorps. Still clearly over the moon for each other after 7 decades of marriage. 5 children, 11 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress.